This is a dictation for Alicia Clark, Alicia Clark. Alicia Clark, date of service 8/14/2025. Date. Date of birth is 9/28/72. Date of accident 5/25/2024. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially involved in an accident on 5/25/2024. And today, her date of follow-up is 8/14/2024. Patient has been here for follow-up evaluation. According to her, she has been suffering from various ailments. Secondary to an accident where she was rear-ended on 5/25/2024. Initially, she started having severe headaches along with TBI symptoms like dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, confusion, forgetfulness, nightmares. Pain syndrome started affecting her neck, lower back, both shoulders. She also started having a pain in the right wrist and forearm, and she has a Coley's fracture in the left wrist, and according to her, it was hurting for a bit. She also has a fracture in the left foot, for which she is seeing a podiatrist. She had a difficult time walking, moving. She is also found to have a sacroiliac joint limitation. Multiple muscle spasm trigger points were noticed in the beginning. The patient has had various other ailments like Addison's disease and blood clot problem, and that complicated the treatment plans, especially the injection process for a while. The patient did have an injection. The last injection was last week, 8/8/2025. And the patient has not had any SI joint or facet joint injection that will be done soon. And epidural injection for the neck also has not been done. So the MRIs are showing that she has a mild tendinitis of supraspinatus and fraspinatus tendon, subjointed bursitis, osteoarthritis of the AC joint in the left shoulder. In the right shoulder also she has similarly supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendinitis, subdeltoid bursitis, and osteoarthritis of the AC joint. There's a mild osteoarthritis of the left hip, mild tendinosis of the left medius minimus, MRI of the brain was normal. He has a in the right knee in joint effusion with capsulitis and strain of the popliteal tendon with tenosynovitis and osteoarthritis. While in the left knee, he has moderate joint effusion, strain of the popliteal tendon and septal osteoarthritis. In the neck, she has a disc herniation at C6-7 with the uncomfortable joint hypertrophy. C3-4, she has a disc herniation. In the lumbar spine, she has a bulging disc for the posterior disc facet hypertrophy, facet joint effusion. L4, L5, there is a rod-based posterior disc protrusion and superimposed right foramen and annular tear disc protrusion. And facet hypertrophy. Patient is being addressed to all these issues. Currently, her pain continues to be the between 8 to 10 in the area of the neck, lower back. Her headaches continue to the tune of 8 off and on. She still reports pain in the left arm. Should have healed up by now from the colis fracture. She has been referred to an orthopedic surgeon for that. She also informs that she is going for a bladder stimulation. Her ADLs are reported to be affected between 8 and 10. Pain is between 8 and 10, and she reports 10% relief. Finally, review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history, physical examination. Blood pressure is 133 over 101, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated. Dictation number 0805-007. She has a minimal pain in the shoulder, left hip, and the knees. They have improved with the rest and treatment. Only issues left is the lower back and the neck pain, so that we are working on it. Thigh joint, facet joint injection will be done in the next protocol. And other than that, patient is stable. Regarding the treatment, patient is provided the following medications after reviewing her labs. Is Lyrica, 50 milligram for nerve pains. Lunesta, sleeping medication, 1 milligram at night. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. We have not provided any anti-NSAID for the fear of bleeding. Protonix, she is already taking some, and also no other medications provided. We have seen many other doctors, and she has got multiple medications. He is on Eliquis, Elavil, Adiclothiazide, Uberlvy. She's taking Sucralfate, Seroquel, Nite, Losartan for blood pressure. Remerin she is taking, R-E-M-E-R-I, she is taking Metigase, 0.6 milligram for Buspar for anxiety, she is taking Adderall for her mood from some other physician. Norvasc 10 milligram for blood pressure, hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligrams for blood pressure. She also takes Xanax from other physicians, and her physical therapy continues just to the lower back and to the neck 2 times a week. And is provided with a topical pain relief. Patient remains disabled for work, household replacement, and transportation. She is being provided with the Percocet 10 over 325 every 12 hours for 15 days. And her labs have been reviewed. We do not find the medications as prescribed, and her Percocet will be discontinued after this patient has been informed, and she will be provided with a lesser intensive schedule 3 medications from the